up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here I sit with a big stack of polka records. My mission, play them during the next hour. Here we go with another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Yeah, old-time music, polka music, waltzes and whatnot for the next hour. Glad you joined us for another rousing episode of the Oompa Hour here on wherever it is you happen to be listening to the show this week. I think we'll just jump right into it. Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys. This is the Ooh La La Polka getting us rolling.
Winter and summer, that isn't what I wanted from her.
Ooh la 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 la, ooh la 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 la, ooh la 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 la
la la.
Hey!
Wami wodą na wszystkie strony, raz, dwa, trzy, cztery, portret zrobiony.
Ula la la la, ula la la la, ula la la.
Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys, Ooh La La Polka, gets things rolling on another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Yeah, we play actual old-time records on the show every week, so glad to have you along with us this week. What does the show have in store? I don't really know. I got a big stack of records ready to go that I picked out a couple of days ago, so I don't even remember what's in there. It's kind of a surprise to me. Yes, we will hear the old-style waltz again with Jay Wells and the Red Raven Orchestra, as we've been hearing for the last several weeks, because that record drives me crazy. It's so funny. So we'll do that again, too, until either people start emailing me that I can't take it anymore or something. I'm going to keep playing that one. By the way, you can email the Oompa Hour. It's very easy, oompahour@aol.com. Blam! Just like that, we'd have the message, whether you have a request or a dedication or whatever. William Howard Arpaia. You think that's how you say this name? A-R-P-A-I-A. Arpaia. William Howard Arpaia and the Poachers. Now, I don't know if that means they're making eggs or they are illegally hunting. I'm not really sure. But this is the Michigan Lottery Polka. Well, that was a quick little number. Holy cow, that is the Michigan Lottery Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. That is William Howard, Arpaia, and the Poachers, as near as I can tell. Vandalia, Michigan is where that one came from. So there you have it here on the Oompa Hour. We don't care what they are as long as they're old-time music. That kind of sounded like things were going crazy at a roller rink somewhere, didn't it? What do we got over here back at turntable number one? Oh, Johnny Bamba and the orchestra. Join in on this one, why don't you? Here's the Clap Your Hands Polka.
Let's have a party, clap your hands. Let's have a good time, let's have a good time, stamp your feet. Let's have a good time, let's have a good time, stamp your feet. Clap your hands, stamp your feet. Everybody join in and repeat. Clap your hands, stamp your feet. That's when the love, the happy beat. Clap your hands, stamp your feet. Everybody join in and repeat. Clap your hands, stamp your feet. That's when the love, the happy beat. Let's have a party, clap your hands. Let's have a party, let's have a party, clap your hands. Let's have a good time, let's have a good time, stamp your feet. Let's have a good time, let's have a good time, stamp your feet. Clap your hands, stamp your feet. Everybody join in and repeat. Clap your hands, stamp your feet. That's the rhythm of the happy beat. Clap your hands, stamp your feet. Everybody join in and repeat. Clap your hands, stamp your feet. That's the rhythm of the happy beat.
You were clapping your hands. I could hear it. Johnny Bamba and the orchestra. The Clap Your Hands Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Marv Herzog waiting in the wings here, ready to go. Talk about World of Accordions Museum, though, before we get to that, I think, is what we're going to do. And invite you to pay them a visit. You still have a lot of good traveling time. In fact, you know, the museum is in Superior, Wisconsin, right near Duluth, of course. Duluth, Minnesota. You just go over the bridge. You can bounce between two states. It's amazing. Anyway, we're just going to be getting into the fall season here in the upcoming weeks. And it's beautiful up the north shore of Lake Superior when the leaves start changing color and the weather starts getting just a little crisper. And it's a beautiful time to be up this way. And you could start out in the Duluth Superior area, stop out at the World of Accordions Museum. Over 1,400 accordions, concertinas, and whatnot on display for your viewing pleasure. They have workshops. They have a beautiful concert hall. They have one of the only places left in the world where you can learn to repair and maintain instruments. World Accordion Repair and Technician School is right there. You can check it out. So put it on your agenda of things to do. Check them out online, too, worldofaccordions.org. You can see some pictures and read a lot of history and groovy stuff there. And maybe if you're going to be traveling in the area, put it on your itinerary. That's the big word for the day, itinerary. So check it out. Worldofaccordions.org is where you'll find all the information. All right, this record kind of sneaks up on you here. You probably can't hear it yet. I can hear it in my headphones. I got Marv Herzog here to do the Orange Blossom Special. And you can tell the train is coming from a distance because it's fading in on us, getting louder and louder. This is called Using the Theater of the Mind. You can see the train, can't you? All right, here we go, Marv Herzog. Thank you. There goes the train down the track, Marv Herzog. And the Orange Blossom Special here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, just cranking out the records like we do every week here. I have finding nothing to complain about this week. I'm kind of mellow here. I don't know what the deal is with that this week. I think I'm just going to play the records and shut up. That would be terrible, wouldn't it? I don't know. Judy and her Sushi Brothers are over here with the My Heart Skips a Beat Polka. Sushi Brothers, My Heart Skips a Beat Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, and oh no, could it be? It is. It's the old-style waltz. Jay Wells and the Red Raven Orchestra every week till I can't stand it anymore. Sing along, don't you? Why don't you, huh?
Ah, yeah. I love for an old-style waltz played by that old-style band. Style boss in which you can hold her hand. Give me an old style girl. Hand me an old style beer. Around and around we whirl. Mid hearts but is full of cheer. We'll swing and sway in an old fashioned way. A setting for romance. It's my lucky day when I hear her say, I'd like to get in your pants. What's it? This is an old style waltz. Played by an old style band. Dance to this old style waltz. I'm sure you will think it's grand. Shaka! dig lieber. We'll swing and sway in an old-fashioned way. It's a setting for romance. It's my lucky day, even I hear her say, why don't we give love a chance? This is an old-style waltz, played by an old-style band. Try this old-style waltz, and you will agree it's grand. Ach, yeah.
Ah, there you go. Here comes the bus driver. Yes, it always makes me laugh. Jay Wells and the Red Raven Orchestra from Appleton, Wisconsin, by the way. The old style waltz here on Tim's Oompa Hour. And you just need to have a record that's ridiculous and entertaining just to play every week, because it just makes you feel so darn good, doesn't it? All right, where are we going from here? Oh, Eddie Zima and the orchestra over here. The Polish Wedding Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour. Polish Wedding Polka, Eddie Zima, and his orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Man, I had to run to the basement and back up during that record. I'm pooped. That's four flights of stairs. Just making a run to get another handful of records. Trying to do too many things at once today during the old Oompa Hour. Don't forget, you can always get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour. Email, of course. It's oompahour@AOL.com. It's all one word smashed together, little letters. You know how that goes. We're on Facebook, too. Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And the old-fashioned telephone. Wait a minute. Where did I write that number down? There it is. You'd think I'd remember. It's been years. 218-259-2985. And you can call that number and leave a message, or you can text it as well. So if you're one of those texters, 218-259-2985. Is the number. So there you go. Fritz Bechtel over here on turntable number 2. And what is the record? Oh, it's Johnny's Got a Girlfriend. I put the record up before I ran to the basement and I got so pooped out I couldn't remember the name of it. But anyway, here you go. He's got a girlfriend, and he belongs to me, Fritz Bechtel, with the Jolly Ramblers and the Winkert Sisters helping out on that one on Polka Land Records out of Sheboygan, Wisconsin. You hear it here on the Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. We get together every week right at this very spot, wherever you happen to be listening to, whether it's a radio station or a podcast or a web stream or a download or an upload or a sideload. I don't know, but wherever you're hearing it, we'll be back again next week. So remember the spot and come on back. All right. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks over here and the I Don't Want to Mambo Polka.
Ooh, I don't want to mambo, no, no, no. I don't want to rumble feet. And the tango always tangles up my feet. I don't want to mumble, no, no, no. I don't want a yellow lane. I can think of more romantic things to say. I don't want to mumble, no, no, no. Anyone at all can see. Madame is on the school is not for me. When I take my baby dancing neath the golden moon, I want to hear a polka, want to hear a polka too.
I whoop it up happy as a clown when there's a polka band in town. I love to whirl all around the floor while the crowd yells more,
more, more, more.
Somehow that rhythm from old Brazil never seems to give my heart a thrill.
Give me that mania that came from Pennsylvania, a good old polka tune.
Trombone slide.
Polka music makes me feel so good inside.
good inside. Wanna hear the bass go zoom, zoom, zoom. Wanna hear the banjo play.
Polka music always drives my blues away.
Blues away.
I don't want a mumbo, no, no, no. Anyone at all can see. Rhythms on the school is not for me. When I take my baby dancing near the golden moon, you can take the bongo, send it to the gongo. When I'm dancing, wanna hear a polka, wanna hear a polka too.
The I Don't Want a Mambo Polka, Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, spinning the records like we do every week. And what the heck am I doing here? It's out of control. I'm getting unorganized again. The studio's very messy. I'm running out of table space. I have stacks of junk on the floor. Every time I move my leg the wrong direction, something falls over. It's terrible! Heavens to Betsy, we have the Dynatones over here, though, and the Where Were You Polka.
Jasnym ranem si chłopce mamy nie łobudzę. Mama staje, mówi spać ci nie dam. Przewracam się, głowę tak przykrywam. Mama staje, mówi spać ci nie dam. Przewracam się, głowę tak przykrywam. Gdzieś ty był, Jasieńku, do rana? Gdzieś ty był? Pyta się go mama, czyż jeździł, czyż gorsza łeb pił? Ja nie pijak, tak mamusi mówił. Czyż jeździł, czyż gorsza łeb pił? Ja nie pijak, tak mamusi mówił. Biłem, ani się nie biłem. Dziewczyna mówi, że mnie kocha. Ta dziewczyna, będziesz moja żona. Dziewczyna mówi, że mnie kocha. Ta dziewczyna, będziesz moja żona.
All right, Dynatones there in the Where Were You Polka, Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, is where you're at on your radio dials or wherever you happen to be listening to the show this week. Man, I got so busy trying to figure out the Facebook page thing over there, I almost forgot to put another record on over here. But fortunately, I made it in time. Marion Lush with the Musical Stars and the Young Years Polka.
Stary Unisiu, usiądź sobie, nie jesteś młody, jeno stary. Siwy się robisz i starzejesz, te młode lata więcej nie masz.
Te młode lata nam uciekli i tylko pamiątki nam zostali.
Hey!
Te młode lata nam
drogi koniszu, czy pamiętasz, jakieś te lata w ten piękny las?
Te młode lata nam uciekli i tylko pamiątki nam zostali. Hey! Te młode lata nam uciekli i tylko pamiątki nam zostali.
Nam Pan Bóg daje życie, życie nam daje i odbierze. To Jego prawo zawsze było i zawsze będzie.
Te młode lata nam uciekli i tylko pamiątki nam zostali. Hey! Te młode lata nam uciekli i tylko pamiątki nam zostali.
And Lush there with the musical stars here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldie show. That is the Young Years Polka here on the show today. And we got to get a waltz in here like we try to do every week. I do not count Jay Wells and the Red Raven Orchestra doing the old style waltz as the official waltz of the show, because that's too much fun to try to like have a serious waltz with anybody, you know. I have the Ivan Kale Band over here, though, and they're doing Auntie's Waltz. Now, how do you say that? That's a question, you know. Do you say ant or aunt? Obviously, a little insect crawling around on the ground carrying a grum into a hole in the ground is an ant. But, like, say your Aunt Susie. Is she your Aunt Susie or is she your Aunt Susie? See, I still say aunt. And some people think I'm weird because some people say aunt. So, I don't know. It's Auntie's Waltz. It sounds a little more high class when you say it that way, doesn't it? Here's the Ivan Kale Band. Ivan Kale Band there, Auntie's Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We're kind of winding down summer here. At least that's how a lot of people interpret it when you start getting close to Labor Day. You might even be hearing this show on Labor Day weekend. All depends when your station happens to play the show. But, man, it's like everybody says, well, summer's over now. Labor Day weekend's here. The kids are back at school. This is the best time of the year for me. I love this. I love fall because the weather cools off a little bit. Things are crisp and clean and, you know, a lot of fun stuff going on. It's before the snow. I don't care much for the spring. A lot of people like spring, but then you got mud and goo and stuff. And fall is where it's at for me. So I kind of like as we get into this time of year. End of August, start rolling into September. You betcha. What have I got going on here? Gene Wisniewski. That's what's over here with the Harmony Bells Orchestra. This is the Thumbs Up Polka. Gene Wisniewski and the Harmony Bells there, Thumbs Up Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour. And where would we be? You know, you say Oompa Hour, you immediately think of a German polka with a tuba, don't you? And the show is really so much more than that. Did I ever tell you how the show got its name? There was a reason that it's called Tim's Oompa Hour instead of like Tim's Polka Show or Polka Time or Polka Land or something like that. Many years ago, like 35 years ago, maybe more even now that I think about it. It makes me feel old. I worked for a radio station out in North Dakota, and they had a show on in the evening. I believe it was 7 to 8 o'clock every night. Maybe it was 8 to 9. I think it was 7. I don't remember. Anyway, and it was Phil's Oompa Hour. And it was interesting because the guy who did Phil's Oompa Hour was named Andy. And that's because Phil had done the Oompa Hour many, many, many years before. And after Phil had retired and then passed away, Andy was the new guy. And he did the night shift and he took over doing the polka show every evening. So but it remained Phil's Oompa Hour. It said right on the station schedule, Phil's Oompa Hour. So you would listen to Andy Bush host Phil's Oompa Hour. It was crazy. And I had worked at that station for several years. And I thought, in honor of Phil and his Oompa Hour, whoever he may be, he passed along before I was working there. that I would name my show after his show, and instead of calling it Phil Zumpa Hour, because then I would forget who I was, I decided I would just call it Tim Zumpa Hour, because I am, lo and behold, Tim. So that's why the show is called Tim Zumpa Hour. Anyway, you speak about oompaing, I always think of Whoopi John, because that's like the definitive oompaing. So here's Whoopi John and the orchestra, Pat Wilfart doing the singing on this one, and When Otto Plays a Polka.
I go into a trance. I'm quite the fish, mine features is to dance on dance on dance. I find myself a partner, but not for sweet romance, cause it's not love I'm thinking of, I only want to dance. Like in a dream my features seem to float along. Venado plays a polka, I just can't go wrong. I turn and tilt to every lilting melody. It's exercise in paradise to me. Venado plays a polka, I hurry on the floor, and dance I do until he's through, and then I clap for more. I hold on to my partner, and once again we blend. Our hop for hop made out a stop until the very end. Until the very end. I hurry on the floor, and dance I do until he's through, and then I clap for more. I hold on to my partner, and once again we blend. Our hop for hop made out a stop until the very end. Until the very end.
That is Whoopi John there, When Otto Plays a Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Spinning the records like we do. You know, I got to tell you, I splurged today. I got off work and I said to myself, I'm going to go buy one of these. And I did, and I've always wanted one. And not a big investment, just one of those things that I've thought from time to time, well, this would be kind of handy to have. But I never, you know, thought of it when I was in a store. And I do a lot of tinkering on stuff. I do electrical engineering as well as doing the radio thing. I fix the radio, like when the transmitters break or studio needs wiring or whatever. And I was working on the guts of a turntable last night, and I was trying to hold the flashlight in my mouth and the wire in my left hand and the soldering iron in my right hand, and I thought, enough! The time has come where I need to go buy one of those things you put on your forehead, those lights that come on. Headlights, they call them, I think, obviously. Why do they call them that on a car? The car does not even have a head. Anyway, So, I went to the store and I got one of these. It's got like LEDs in it and 16 different power settings and I don't know, all kinds of weird. But man, oh man, you look like a total geek lunatic freak when you have it on. But boy, does it make working on stuff easier. So I just thought, if you've been thinking that maybe you need one of those, the time has come for you to go make the, because you'll just, it's a luxury. It's an inexpensive luxury. You could spend anywhere from like $5 to $50 on one of these things. And just get yourself a headlight, for Pete's sake. All right, coming up, we have Art Fitch and the Polka Dots to do the Kapuzer Polka next.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Kebs Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Kebs Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Kebs Records, downtown Bovee.
Polka dots there, and the Kapuzer Polka. What is a Kapuzer? What does that mean, actually? I don't know if I'm insulting somebody or not. But anyway, there you have it, Art Fitch and the Polka Dots. That record made in St. Paul, Minnesota. St. Paul 4, Minnesota. That's before zip codes, but after we started with the zone system. That zone system didn't last very long, did it? They were like, one number? Come on, we can make people learn five. And then they said, we can make people learn nine, the new nine-digit zip codes. You ever get that? Oh, geez, I tell you, I got my Social Security number and my zip code confused. Now I can't get my mail till I'm 65. All right, I think we're going to wrap it up on this next one. Louis Bachelle and the Silk Umbrella Orchestra is what we've got here. This is the Brown Bottle Polka. That is Louis Bachelle with the Silk Umbrella Orchestra. That's the Brown Bottle Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And believe it or not, that is going to wrap it up for this week, because I don't have any songs short enough to fit in this last little minute and a half that we got to work with here. So what the heck, we'll come back next week and do it all over again, of course, as we go launching our way into September already. Holy cow, where did the summer go?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Up to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, the World of Accordions Museum, and Kebs Records. We'll return and do it again next week. Cranking up the old polka Victrola. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.